A more complex way of describing Ho'oponopono, though I don't believe that it's an overly complex way, is that Ho'oponopono puts the individual back in touch, back in sync with their authentic self, with their true self. And this, of course, raises the question of what is the true self? Fundamentally, it's the question of who are you? Who are you? It's a quite important question when discussing and considering Ho'oponopono. Right then. So, who are you? Within the Ho'oponopono process, you are considered to be a creation of God, a soul that is presently in this experience that we refer to as life on earth, that is presently inhabiting a human body, what we refer to as a human body. But at your core, you are a soul. And now here's something quite important. You are a soul that was created by God in the precise likeness of God. The experience of God is, in fact, your experience, as you were created by God in God's exact image. So what then might the experience of God be like? Well, of course, it's an ideal experience. It's perfect. Wanting for nothing, needing for nothing, no worries, no problems, no troubles. And can you imagine God wringing the hands and worrying over this and worrying over that? It's absurd, of course. It's an existence of pure bliss, peace, and contentment. Perfect bliss, peace, and contentment. This is the experience of God. And it's your experience, and it goes on forever.